You're listening to the Online Empire Academy broadcast, where you'll discover some of the best and most creative ways to provide for your family and get started on your journey to entrepreneurship. No crazy get-rich-quick schemes, no living in a van down by the river with your family while you build your business. If you want real, actionable, and proven entrepreneur ideas that you can use right now, join us for free at theonlineempireacademy.com. Now, here are your hosts, Brett Bartlett and Dean Soto.
Hey, welcome to the Online Empire Academy podcast. This is Dean Soto.
And Brett Bartlett.
And we are here actually in front of your shop there, Brett.
Yes, what you mean is a professional sound studio. No, we're actually sitting out on a bench.
Yeah.
Recording this. It's actually kind of nice.
Yeah, it's cool. I'm over here every now and then. Get to see what's going on at the shop. What's been the latest?
Well, the coolest thing is we really, for everyone who's just kind of tuning in for the first time, we sell a lot of physical products online, and we run a pretty big business out of offices that, you know, aren't super big. And so the cool thing is we've built a pretty lean business, but it's really fun for people to drop in and hang out. And we've built a pretty strong team that pretty much runs the business themselves now. So I love that. That's why I get to come sit down on a bench with you and do a podcast.
I love it. Love it. So as Brett said, if you're brand new to the Online Empire Academy podcast, definitely go check out our website, www.theonlineempireacademy.com. That's theonlineempireacademy.com. And today I wanted to talk about a specific topic that I know both Brett and I are pretty passionate about, and that's building partnerships and why partnerships in business is something, one, that's not really taught nearly as much. Like, you go and listen to people who are teaching you how to build blogs, things like that.
Right.
They focus on you. They focus on the singular person rather than on partnerships. What do you think, Brett, about the difference between going solo and partnership, and which one's better?
Well, I think, and you touched on a good point. I think one of the biggest misfortunes of most of the information out there now is, and I'm a victim of this almost, when they write an article, they say, you should, right? So let's say you're going to start a blog. You should do it on WordPress. You should do this. You should do that, right? Really, the way to look at something is, what's the problem and what are possible solutions?
Yeah.
Right? And so if the problem is, hey, I need to make extra income and I want to do it via creating a digital product, right? Well, most likely, most people out there don't know how to move forward on creating a digital product. Okay, that's the problem, and now you're trying to find a solution. It's not, the solution is not necessarily, hey, you should create a WordPress site, right? That might be the worst decision you can make.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, so we'll use me and you as an example. One of the worst decisions I made was to try and create a WordPress site myself, right? Mm-hmm. I was horrible at it. It was literally terrible in every essence of the word, right?
Yeah.
But I had a tunnel vision on how to solve my problem. It was, well, I have to create a WordPress site instead of just finding a partner and developing a win-win situation who could have saved me hours and hours of my life and done it much better than I could. And you can do that most of the time without, I think a lot of people think, well, you got to offer money, you got to do all this stuff. That's usually not the case. You just got to have a compelling reason to have them partner up with you.
That's good. That's actually a great point because, you know, on my end, creating a WordPress website is, I can do that super quickly within maybe 5-10 minutes.
Right.
5-10 minutes, I could have at least something up.
It'd be probably 3 weeks for me.
Yeah,
no joke. For real.
No, it's true.
Yeah,
it's true. And it's funny because it's on the opposite end. I know that when you and I partnered up on the Online Empire Academy, one of the biggest constraints that I had that I really didn't realize, one of my biggest weaknesses, and actually Kevin O'Leary talks about this in one of his interviews that he has, is that knowing your weaknesses is actually better sometimes than knowing your strengths.
Right.
One of my biggest weaknesses is conveying a message, conveying the why you should buy my product, or the why you should join my membership site, or why you should buy my shampoo or whatever. I remember I created a couple of different information products that I put on the Warrior Forum, and they did okay, but then, one, I hated I hated selling. Just the not necessarily selling. In-person selling, I'm great at. Love it. But selling to a broad audience, just not my forte. It's just something that I struggle with all the time. And then a couple years later, when you and I are partnered up, you just get on something that we're selling for $997 or $3,000 or whatever, and you just, boom, 30 people buying or 10 people buying, and you're just completely natural with it, whether you're nervous about it or not.
Right.
It's a strength that you have that I could not for the life of me do, and realizing that now has been such a huge blessing.
Right. Yeah, and I think when people think partners, they think legality, they think, oh, we got to draw up these operational agreements, you know, all this type of stuff. Most of the partnerships I do are literally on a handshake, mm-hmm. In trust. So you should never really partner with someone that you can't completely trust. I just don't know how people do big business without doing that. So again, I think most of the information out there is terrible from the standpoint of it makes you feel like you're a one-man show or one-person show that has to do it all. Really, now our motto is if we hit a roadblock, we're typically just trying to find a person who solves that problem.
Mm-hmm.
We rarely now go, all right, that means, Brett has to learn PHP, right?
Yeah.
It's just like never there. We just go, okay, is there someone who already knows this? Yeah. Someone who knows someone referred this person. We go, great, let's go find them. And then we build a win-win for them. And the key thing, too, is to note everybody's win-win is different. Some people want money. Some people want to be a good example is Frank, reached out to us. He's not motivated by money.
Uh-uh.
He's motivated by a vision that's bigger than himself.
Yeah.
And so if I sat there and said, well, Frank, I will pay you $100 an hour to do X, he'd go, not interested.
Yeah.
Right? So you have to get good at finding out why someone would want to join in on your vision.
That's really cool. That's cool. Well, one of the things that we do is sell on Amazon a lot. It's part of kind of the foundation that brought you to where you're at right now.
Right.
What do you think are some of the pitfalls that a lot of Amazon sellers have when it comes to partnering that you've seen?
Every step. every step of the process. The first step of the process is finding profitable products. And you can fill in the blank on however you find profitable products, but most of the time people don't have a partnership that's supplying that funnel, that pipeline.
Yeah.
And so they are the ones going out and trying to find it. Well, it's literally reversed over here. We've brought partners in who their problem was, I can find all this profitable product every single day, but I don't know how to sell it or where to sell it.
Yeah.
Well, that's perfect. We know where to sell it. We know how to sell it. Come on over. The second part is Amazon sellers typically take on the grunt of the shipping side. And so, you know, we built out a team and that does all of our shipping for us. And we actually just partnered, subleased 60,000 square feet of warehouse with a person and built a win-win. And they're going to take over our entire processing.
That's awesome.
And they're excited about it, right? And then the third part is most people on Amazon don't know how to build out a sustainable infrastructure. And one of the things that I've loved is we have a partner who literally just does all the logistics, all the payroll, everything like that. I don't even know how it works, honestly. A lot of times they'll ask me questions, I go, I have no idea what the answer is. And so, but it's great because, you know, that's where he thrives and he does it every single day. So I get to do the best job in the world right now, and that's really I come in and I debrief with a lot of people, and I get to test a lot of my crazy ideas utilizing the infrastructure that we built, but it's all through partnerships.
Yeah.
And it's ideally the win-win is more on their side than my side. That's what I've seen. If your win-win is, hey, and I'll give you a penny if I make 99 cents, you know,
yeah,
that's a terrible partnership and it won't last very long.
Yeah, that's interesting, especially when it comes to giving away your profits like that. I've noticed that in the Amazon sphere big time.
Right.
That people are so afraid to get somebody on board because their profit's going to drop.
Right.
Which which it's a good concern to have. Obviously, you have to budget for it, you have to forecast it, and so on. But the fact of the matter is, you, when you are the only person, you become such a huge constraint to growing and sustaining a business that it's extremely unwise not to have in your plan some kind of partnership. Like you mentioned, the sourcing partnership. It could be a partnership with someone who you just, that you know, has a certain type of product, and you pay them maybe a little bit more than they would normally sell it to other people, knowing that you're going to be able to sell it on Amazon later on.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I totally agree.
You know,
we were about to get solicited, so I got a little distracted.
Yeah, it's no joke. We're outside right now. So, but yeah, it's something where just giving up, making a win-win situation, I should say. You're not really giving up anything, because in the long run, you're growing.
Right.
Even the stuff that we do, one, our partnership's a handshake, definitely
right.
A handshake, unless you drugged me or something like that and made me sign something in my sleep.
Well, let's be real. In our partnership, most of the money travels to you first.
Correct. Yeah.
And so I really have no lever that helps me pull that money back out.
Yeah, it was funny because actually even today I'm like, so are we going to do a split? And you're like, why? And I said, because we have like 13,000 in the
right.
account. And you're like, really? What's that from? What? and that's true. I could very easily use that for my own personal gain or whatever and say, see ya, Brett. We have no agreement.
Right.
It's going to my bank account.
Right.
Ownership is what, 3/4 of the law or whatever.
Right.
So, but the fact of the matter is, you don't have to worry about even that aspect of it. You don't have to worry about the merchant processor, which we've had some awesome experience.
Right. Yeah.
Awesome experiences with that, where we got shut down with
right.
two or three of them.
Yeah.
So, it's amazing what you're able to do when you actually partner up with something. And like Brett said, it's not a should. Like, you should partner up with someone, but it's definitely something that you need to consider.
Yeah, look, it's just, if it helps solve your problem, you, again, shift your mind from you should do this stuff, right, to what's my problem, what are possible solutions? And if all your solutions revolve around, okay, then I got to do this, and then I got to do this, and then I got to do this, and then I got to do this, you're going to hit a constraint real fast, and that's yourself.
Yeah.
And so I just think a lot of the information out there does a disservice in just the way that you process problems, you know. And so now when I process a problem, I process and I go, all right, so Triple Thread needs to expand. What person do I have that's going to help facilitate this expansion? I don't go, okay, then I need to get on the Triple Thread's Instagram, and then I need to make sure that I learn how to build this, you know, Shopify site, and then I need to make sure that I get a good social media account. It's like, that doesn't even cross my mind.
Yeah, yeah. And at the same time, it's not crossing your mind, but it's getting done in a way that you could, that was just completely...
Way faster. It'd be a nightmare.
Yeah.
I'm not that good at a lot of things.
You're so funny. Cool, Brett. Well, all right. So if you didn't get anything out of this podcast, the most important thing to take away is that at least consider partnering up with someone around the problem that you have.
Right.
So if you don't know how to build a website, partner up with someone who knows how to build a website. If you don't have any place to sort, or you don't have a steady stream of sourcing, find somebody, a wholesaler or something like that, that you can make a win-win situation with, get a steady stream of sourcing. Do something that's going to solve that constraint, because that's going to be the first step that you take to actually building something that's bigger than yourself.
Right.
And so, with that, this is the end of the Online Empire Academy podcast. If you have any questions, feel free to actually go to www.theonlineempireacademy.com. Sign up there. It's free to join. There's some free content on there as well that shows you how to sell on Amazon and a whole bunch of other stuff. And if you reply to any of the emails, you'll be replying to us. So you can leave a comment, you can ask a question via those emails and so on. But yeah, go and check out theonlineempireacademy.com. Any last things, Brett?
Always be assessing whether you're solving your problem or not. And that's really what you have. I mean, in anything, I think a lot of people think they've solved their problem, but they've just created more problems or a future constraint not far down the road. So just make sure you're thinking of it from that perspective. And most of the time, I will say, bringing a partner on is a long-term solution in that capacity, in whatever your problem was, to solving your problem.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. We'll see you next time on the Online Empire Academy podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Online Empire Academy podcast. If you want real, actionable, and proven entrepreneur ideas that you can use right now, join us for free at theonlineempireacademy.com. If you've enjoyed this podcast, help us make more by rating us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. We'll see you next time.